Which of these historic American theme parks was built the most recently? Steeplechase Park, Disney World, Lake Compounds, or Cedar Point? Having opened in 1971, Disney World in Orlando, Florida is the youngest park on this list. The first visitor to that park was escorted inside by Mickey Mouse himself. Half a century later, some of the newest visitors are being tracked by their faces. Disney World is currently testing out facial recognition technology. People can choose whether or not to participate. If they do, Disney's system generates unique ID numbers to match their faces with their admission tickets. The park says it's looking at ways to offer more touchless experiences in the era of COVID-19. Its test is scheduled to run until April 23rd, and after that, Disney says it'll delete all the images and ID numbers it's collected. Some visitors will appreciate its convenience. Others will be concerned about privacy. As the use of facial recognition has increased around the world, many of the laws surrounding how and when it can be used haven't been written yet. Critics are concerned the technology could be abused to track wherever people go and who's along with them. And it's still new. The programs have flaws to iron out and can still get identification wrong. But as it advances, faces could one day become the only form of ID some people carry with them.